Shem Kol Yisrael. So today we're going to learn some awesome, exciting halacha from the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah, and the Aruch HaShulchan. We're going to try to synthesize them. Simen Hei, which is Kavanat HaBrachot, the intention that we should have when we make a bracha. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, Yechaven BeBrachot Perush HaMilot. When you say a blessing, you should have intention. What I think he means is both to know the meaning of the words and to feel them if possible, not just to say them. And the Mishnah Berurah points out that this is based on the Gemara in Brachot, Daf Mem Zayin, where the Gemara says, "Shelo yizrok abracha mipiv elichaven be'et ha'amira." Don't throw the bracha from your mouth, but have intention. Vivarech benachas, bless slowly. I believe the Gemara says, like, as if you were counting money. Like, you're appreciating every word. You're drinking every word, ideally. And the Sefer HaChassidim points out what we all know too well, is that many people stumble in this halacha, and because we say so many brachot, it becomes just a minhag, where it's like we have to get rid of, you know, get through it. And it's a bad habit that we have to run through the bracha without thinking about what the bracha means. And what he recommends is, let's say we're about to drink our coffee, to stop and think, wow, what an amazing kindness it would be, it is that I have this coffee and this milk, and where did it come from? Think what a chesed Hashem is giving us before we say that shachol. The same goes before a birkat mitzvah or any mitzvah, just to think before we say that blessing. When we do that, we bring a soul to the blessing. Otherwise, it's like a body without a soul, is what the Kabbalistic term compare it to. And actually, the Arizal, the Isaac Luria, famous Kabbalist in Tzfat, says that the way he attained his levels of Ruach HaKodesh was simply by saying brachot with kavanah. That's the key. It's a halacha that we all know is a great idea. We just get into bad habits, but we can change those bad habits if we decide to, if we choose to. It's a little discipline. Obviously, I'm speaking to myself here. So that's saying the bracha with kavanah. By the way, just psychologically, when we do this, we will enjoy the food so much more. So it's all just so worthwhile to get into the habit of thinking and appreciating, maybe even verbalizing something awesome, extolling the praise of whatever food we're about to say, and then we're going to really, really have intention. I think it's also a big tikkun on what Am Yisrael did in the desert when we were complaining about the food. And maybe it's a big, big fixing when we are super appreciative and thankful for whatever, for not just food, but for every opportunity we have to say a bracha. All right. So, one more thing is, Kabbalistically, you raise up the spiritual holy sparks of godliness, which have been spread out into the universe, when you say that bracha with kavanah, and that's a pretty awesome thing to do, just by having intention, bringing life to those words in the bracha. Okay. So, kishiyazkir Hashem yichaven perish kriyato be'adnut, shehu adon hakol. So the Shulchan Aruch of Yosef Kara goes on to say, and when you say the word Adonai, you should have intention that he is the master of the world, my personal master, who I have a personal connection with. And that's even though it's spelled Yud Kei Vav Kei, we pronounce it, and our intention is the way that we pronounce it, and not the way that it's written. Why is that? Because the Gemara in Pesachim teaches us that we don't have the right to pronounce the actual name of God as it is written. It's too holy, and a person can even lose his chelik m'olam haba. Someone who's not ra'ui says it like it's written, and so we have intention like it's actually written, like it's expressed, not like it's written. Now he then says, V'chaven b'ktivoto b'yudke v'shaya v'hove v'yeh. At the same time, the Shulchan Aruch writes, you should also have intention the way that it's written of who is, who was, who will always be. In other words, God is timeless, which to me means He's beyond anything that we can understand, because we don't understand something that's timeless, unfathomable. And we should also have that intention. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out that according to the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, it's too much to expect a person that every single time he says God's name, he's going to also think God who is, was, always was me, and he's the master of all. It's just not realistic. So all we have to have an intention is the one who is the master of the world. The Eshel Avraham, as the modern posek suggests, that the first bracha that a person says in his day, he should have that intention, both intentions, like the ketiva and the kriya, is, was, always will be, and he's the master of the world. And that, he should have intention, that should be my intention every time I say God's name. So it's like, at least I did it the first time, and it should count like that every single time. There are those who are mefakfek with that, and they don't really, you know, think that works. Like Rav Kanievsky says, wait, but you didn't have that intention. So what does it matter if the first time you had the intention? And so he says, you know what? Just try to have the intention every time. And if you don't get it, that's okay. Lemaisa, I think it's okay to just have intention. He's the master of the world. But during Kriyat Shema, specifically, the Mishnah Berurah says when you're saying that first pasuk of Kriyat Shema and you say God's name, you should try to have intention. Who's the master of the world, who is, was, and always will be. And I think it's also brought down in the first Bracha of Shema Esrei, if possible, to have those intentions. But if not, okay, at least you should have intention. He's the master of the world during that first Bracha of Shema Esrei, which is so crucial to have proper Kavanah. Okay. The Aruch HaShulchan Rav Yechiel Michal Epstein, the contemporary of the Mishnah Berurah, lived in 1829 to 1908. So he writes about the meaning of before the word Adonai, you should have intention the words Baruch Atah. What does Baruch Atah mean? So Baruch means we are recognizing that God is blessed. Not that He needs our blessing, but our job is to somehow strengthen the Pamalia Shamala, the spiritual world, by bestowing our blessing upon it, Tnu Oz Elokim, and then it ricochets that light, that blessing comes back into our lives. And we awaken that blessing to come back into our lives in proportion to the amount that we bless God. That's how the world is set up. That makes sense. Like Rabbi Nachman always says that when God really wants to bless us, He wants to send us blessing. The question is, do we have the kelim? And by saying a bracha with kavana, we're creating vessels to receive that blessing in our lives. And mamash, it works. You should know, I've seen it many times when I pray to God to send me things, immediately I feel and I see Yeshua's, and I'm not the only one who experiences this. Try it yourself. Try it at home. So that's Baruch. Then we talk about Atah. And the Aruch Shulchan talks about the fact that there is Atam Mitzad Atzmuto, from God's essence, is unattainable. We don't understand it. But from His actions, we can say we're standing in front of God. I would just note that on a simple level, Baruch Atah is such a profound statement that I'm standing in the presence of God. Oh my God. They say about the Hasidic masters that sometimes they would just faint because every time they get up to the word Baruch Atah, they would realize they're standing in the presence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So hopefully we won't faint, but hopefully it will bring more recognition of God's presence in our lives every time we say those words. That's really the whole point of a bracha. Okay, so Baruch Atah Ad Hashem Elokeinu. What does Elokeinu mean? So Vazkir Elokim, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Yechaven Shu Takif Bal Yecholat Uval Kochet Kulam. He's powerful. Elokim from Lashon of Kel, or El, which means powerful. You see that throughout many psukim, that El is the language of powerful. And we're recognizing that God is the master of the powerful one who can do whatever He wants. That should be our intention whenever we say the word Elohim. All right, so that's Simon Hay. Just a quick review. Say the bracha slow. If you can, think and thank God in your own language before you say that bracha on food, when you're saying bracha, we're recognizing that God is the source of all blessing, and we're actually drawing blessing onto our lives and really into all of the world. We're drawing shef onto the world. Ata, I'm standing in the presence of God, Hashem, the master of the world, my personal master, who is, was, always will be. And lemaisa, we should, if the Shulchan Aruch says we can have intention for both great, but the Vilna Gaon says just master of the world, except when we're saying Kriyat Shema, and maybe according to the Eshel Avram, that first time we say God's name, try to have both intentions. Elokeinu means He's powerful, and I bless us with a day filled with blessing. If you have any questions, thoughts, comments, please reach out, email me, keithflax@gmail.com, or any comments or questions are always welcome. Have an amazing day.